This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are very excited to have Linda Castelli back, the vice president of the Melbourne Art Festival, going on how many years? 34 years. Last year, they moved it up to Wickham Park. Beautiful facility, nice, shady, grassy area. This year, it's going to be at Wickham Park on the weekend of
April 28th and 29th, same hours and set up as last year. But we have listened to all of the suggestions that we've received, and we are going to make the footprint a little smaller, much easier for everyone to get to see all the artists. And we've increased the number of people movers, so we will make sure everybody that can't make that walk has a ride to get from one end to the other.
So tell us a little bit about the artists. You have how many artists this year?
We have 250 fine artists. We got some incredible applicants. We had a really hard time choosing. We hope that we have chosen some folks that maybe you have not seen before. We certainly have chosen some of our favorites from years past, so you'll get to see old favorites and hopefully some new folks, and really tried hard to get a wonderful representation of every kind of media, a medium that there is, as well as different types of art.
You have sponsor and patron. Tell us about those.
Sponsor. We have a brand new presenting sponsor this year. Last year, it was the local Lexus, which was great. They've gotten the corporate Lexus folks involved this year. So this is the first time that corporate Lexus will be sponsoring an art event or festival anywhere in the country.
And the patrons.
Our patron package is actually a wonderful opportunity, not only to get to see the artists that are out there, but to get to really, really experience the festival from the beginning to the end. It includes a great party that we throw on Thursday night, and this year, again, it's going to be held at the American Muscle Car Museum. That museum is out on Wickham Road. It's an invitation-only location, and the owner has the most amazing collection of antique and classic muscle cars that you would find in one place. The patron party includes tickets to that, and that has five restaurants that will be feeding us and beer and wine. The patron program also includes our champagne viewing on Sunday morning of all of the winners. We have three judges that judge the art, and the best in show and of each category will all be presented on Sunday morning. And so all the patrons can come and view the winners and have champagne and some snacks on Sunday morning. It also includes preferred parking for the whole event. The patron tent, there will be two this year. They have shade and refreshments and beer and wine all weekend long, and that's also included. When you purchase a patron package, it's $325, and that's for two, and you get $250 in art vouchers. So basically, it's costing you $75 to come out there, have preferred parking, get to go to a great party, have beer and wine and snacks all weekend long. So it's really, really a good opportunity. MelbourneArts.org, check out our patron page. There's a link right there. You can make your payment and read all about the patron package.
Who is the entertainment this year?
Our headline act on Saturday is going to be Levon. Levon is a trio. They're from Nashville, Tennessee, and they're pretty much Southern rock. They do a lot of covers of classic rock harmonies. They've also got some originals, and they opened for Willie Nelson last month, and they were a lot of fun. So Sunday, we're cooking. We're going to have the sauce boss. He's going to be there at 2 o'clock, and we're going to make gumbo while he plays blues on stage. We're going to cook gumbo and try to feed as many of you as we can.
Once again, the Melbourne Art Festival happens on April 28th and 29th, and the hours of the festival are?
The art, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, both days. That's when the artist booths will be open. Entertainment starts at 12:30 on both days. Saturday night, we have live music all the way until 11 p.m. in the amphitheater, and on Sunday, it starts at 12:30, and we have music until 5. And there's also entertainment in Kids World. They have interactive programs. Hidden Acres is going to be doing some education about rescuing horses.
Free parking, free admission, and a family-friendly event. And if you want to find out anything about the art festival, melbourneearts.org. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you.